아들 제칠레베 늘때 맹아란디 나오칠레 신비 사이가 나오칠레 신비 사이가다 신이 파비 공수 떠봐 중국의 兄弟 공이 기근 반이다 兄弟 공이 기근 조금 이제 일라 兄아마 쇼로가 지금 나와 강하고 나오지 신이 파발레 개발됐지 제시 된베시르스 나오지 사딘은 내가 밀라 sōgō mi tēwē, sār nē, nō jī nār mi ndō shirō kōng sō tōg sām nyō nō, mā yīn tē. Ngā wā jī sā tēng nā nē wē mi lā sōgō mi tēwē sām. Mi tēwē, sār nē nō jī nār mi ndō shirō. Yā, shirō kōng sō tōg sām nyō nō, mā yīn tē. Lā yī ngā wā jī dā dā chō mi chū jī dōm shī lā sōgō lā nō, bō yō chū jī cī thā dā tēng sā rāng zā nō jī. Tē wā kō nē tām dō mā wā shī mē yī nā, rāng rāng lā chū tī wā rā mā jī 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 nga yi da chenpo san yin nam yin nar mi no san yin nga dha kuruwa yin sawan jik ten thadang no lani la yi sin yi chewa ma nyo mi ngubar pepe ten do jo tu je dang yin nam yi yang chik jang nga yi merab shibi ten do jo lani zhe lani zhe shing yung sil yin da ten bar jo up to here goes sem ji goba pepe jube yun tu je dang yi ti xin shik be sung ting zin sem de samba kul je nyi do na ma lun jik ten kham su yang sādāṃ sāne dewe yūkhañi, tēne mālēn jīk tēng khyab nāngwa, yāngyī lāndurā du tēng par jēs. Jēsūng dēs, lāi nē ngā, lāi nē tā yē par nē, ngā yē dā chīng bē khyab rāndurā yīnā yāng. Tēnyī sāshī, sāyī shīr nē bē sēm jēn nāmyē nāwar mīndo wā yīn, nī sē wā yīn lās. Lāi nē, lāi nē tā yē par nē, and in the endless places of the God of the heaven, endless places, that means a very vast area of the place in the heaven, ne thaye varni ngai dachembe, by the sound of the big drum, by the great sound of the drum, chapar means very widely, doa inayam means although it goes, although the sound of the drum in the heaven pervades or goes, the great sound of the drum in the heaven pervades or spreads. Spread or pervades in the endless places or Tayyabar, endless places in the heaven. However, Tenyi Sai Shir Nebe Semjan Namje Nawar Mindrova. Tenyi means this very great sound of the drum. Sai Shir means on the earth. Nebe means living. Semjan Namje means of the beings. Nawar means in the air. Mindrova means doesn't go. Although this very great sound of the drum does not go, means cannot be heard by the beings, does not go into the ear of the beings, means and it cannot be heard by the beings living on the earth, Saishir. Therefore, Nyetseva Yinla, therefore it is Nyetseva Yin. Nyetseva means a very temporal. It is a temporary. What is the difference? Temporary? Adjective temporal?
Temporal?
Yeah. It's adjective of temporary?
No. Temporal. It's
state, yeah?
It's a state. It's a temporary state.
Oh, I see. Temporary state. It's temporary, you can say. Or Nyesewa Yula is temporary, which is not everlasting or which is not all pervasive. That means only certain place. Nyesewa means very. Time is also temporary lasting. And the place is also very certain places, not all. That refers to that Nyetseva Yinla. Then, however, Sangyi ki chue sungbe ngadani. Chue sungbe ngadani. The sound of the Dharma teachings, of the Buddha, Tula Bhavana, when time comes, Tula Bhavana means when time comes, Tula Bhava is a sort of expression. Tula Bhava means to, in colloquial language we say Tujaremba. In Dhamma language, Tula Bhava. Tula Bhava means when time comes, when time falls, you know, when falls on time, when it is fallen on time, literally like that. But it means that when time comes, Dulje Korwana Nebe, Dulje Korwana Nebe, Dulja. Dulje. Dulje, Aku is there. Dulje Korwana Nebe. Yes, it's Dulje Korwana Nebe. Dulja Korwana Nebe. Nebe. The Akiwi is not important, the Akiwi. Dulja means the beings, Korwana means the beings, Korwana Nebe means who are living in the samsara. The Dulja who lives in the samsara. And where? Sawagin Jigden Tatuang. Even the underground, even in the underground world, even to the ear of the beings, who, you can say, who live in the underground samsara, dulje korwana nebe, or you can say dulja korwana nebe, beings who are living in the samsara, sauge jigden thado, even in the underground world. Hang means even. Chapar means, Hang. Hang. Taktu hang. Hang means even. Even in the world underground, and the beings, dulja, who are living in the samsara of the underground world, pervades. Chapar means pervadely. Kundu Doya, it goes everywhere. The sound of the Dharma drum taught by the Buddha, given by the Buddha, goes even everywhere. Kundu Doya goes everywhere, even in the underground world where the Dulja, the samsaric Dulja, or the Dulja live. Dove. Nyitsewa mayimba nyitse. So therefore, Do, west, the sides, therefore, Nyitsewa mayimba nyije chir. It is not Nyitsewa. It is not temporary. It is not temporary, yes. Temporary here, Nyitsewa means temporary. Temporary and also certain place, which happens only in certain place. It's not like that. Khyabardho paso. Since it is not temporary, Khyabardho, it is superior. Means the teaching of the Dharma, the sound of the Dharma that Buddha makes is superior to the sound of the big drum or the great drums in the heaven. Kabdir means here in this context, Je Tilepa, the Lord Tilepa. The Lord Tilepa means also karma, karmapa, you know, literally. But karmapa is not translated. But Tilepa is Tilepa. If you translate Tilepa into karma, into Sanskrit, then it becomes karmapa again. But this Tilepa Rinpoche says, karmapa dumba churajasu loma. And he was the disciple of the seventh karmapa churajasu and the teacher of, a tutor of the eighth karmapa Mikyo Dorje. And he says that Diri tembe ngada ndis. Here, ngada, the sound of the drum, which is taught here or which mentioned here, ngawo chele shenbe lai ngada. Silnye palwe kongso tokbata zungode. This sound of the drum, ngada ndi, this sound of the drum, which mentioned here. So, then we have to jump in the last line, the last end of the sentence, on the back page. Zungote means should hold, should be held, means should be understood. Kungso tokpa tha. including, should understood as the what do you call as included in Kong Su Tokwa means to include in, you know. Kong Su Tokwa means to include in, the whole meaning is to include in or to put in a certain category. Kong Su Tokwa means or to belong to a certain Kong Su Tokwa. To belong,
This
zung should not be zung, should be corrected. Rinpoche says, here, kao za shabju zung a zung. And then the next sentence, yung, that should be sha. That sa should be sha. And here, the sha should be sa.
And what at the end of the line?
Zung goethe. Yes.
No, so just after.
Just after that.
3 words after.
Zung goethe should be Zung goethe should be Zung goethe. Zung di should be Zung di. The sha and sa mistake. End of the line is Zung goethe. Kong su tokpa ta Zung goethe. This sound of the drum, this is subject, you know. The sound of the drum mentioned here should be included, should understood as being included in the Palpa means ordinary. Silingen means the music. The ordinary music. Ngawochele shinpe lai ngada. And should be included in the ordinary music and sound of the drum of the god, which are different from the great drum on the top of the palace. Means that the drum on the top of the palace should not be included in the other ordinary drums and music.
Could not be
included. Yes, lai ne thai ban ngada chim chawndo yina ne simje nu yina min do ni chawa yina dir te me ngada de ngawo chele sim be lai ngada sin yin pha be khong so to ba ta zung ge de shung di khong ge ke gun ba ni dang si be ye sin yina. Yes, he says this here, the ngada, you know, mentioned here, this ngada is this sound of the drum of the god is not the sound of the drum that which is on the top of the palace of the Indra. So this sound of the drum is the musical drum, not that drum which gives the four teachings, you know. This is musical drum, ordinary drums, ordinary musical drum. Singing palbe khongso tokpa ta zungkwete means one should hold the view that this drum should be included in the ordinary musical drum. Pardon? That is his commentary, his explanation.
So it should be included.
Should be included. No, the drum here mentioned in this context, you know. Lai ne thayaba, you know, this in the beginning of this explanation. Lai ne thayaba ni ngada chimbi khyaban rowa yina yang. This drum, yes. Explained in this shloka. Yeah, this drum mentioned in this shloka should be included. Should be held as being included in the ordinary drums, in the ordinary musical drums of the god. Of the god, which are leishen, but means which are different, you know, which are different from the great drum. This great drum, the drum which teaches four noble, the four, duja thamje mitawa, saja thamje dungawa, you know, included. Shungdi Kongi Kegunba Nidang Shivi Jeshingla. Here Shungdi means this text. This text means here this shloka. Kongi means above mentioned. Kegunba Nidang. Kegunba, this shloka, you know, just we had before. Shivi means of title. Jeshingla is the detailed explanation. Shungdi means this text, means this shloka, is the detailed explanation of the of the above mentioned stanza, which is called Kegun Banyi. Title is Kegun Banyi, you know. We had Kegun Banyi somewhere. Kangchiri Kegun Banyi dang pende churul sum den ba. Dejir tuyang haje yisinye namle khyabar pha, you know. Just the 237 shloka and 238 we are doing now. Yeah, just the last shloka. Shloka, he says that this last shloka is being explained here in detail, in this context. Sinye, shungdi kegu mai shi jesinye la. Shungama shloka chigpu ngawoji sinye pavale kebar jesu tenbeche. Shungama ngama means here the last, the previous, you know. In the previous shloka. Shloka chikpu means by one shloka, by only one, by the only shloka. Chechu means functioning, you know. Superior functioning, tenbichir means explained or taught. In the previous shloka, the only one shloka, the only shloka, it has been taught that the function of the great drum is superior, you know, superior to the ordinary music. Ordinary music in that. Shungama shloka chigpi ngawochi silnye pavale khyabar chodenbe chimbeche ngawochi sadengna is okay. Shungama means the same, referring to the same shloka, 37 shloka. Kangshi Kegun, I think, refers to the same. Pende chundusunde, tujan chundusunde, sinye no, yes. Still is a
previous shloka explained that the function of the great drum is superior to the other ordinary singing, ordinary what you call singing, yeah, music, yes.
Ngawoche sating na nebi mila sobe mitebe. Ngawoche sating na nebi mila sobe mitebe. Sane namji narmendo shebe kongsu. Ngawoche sating na nebi mila sobe mitebe. Sane namji narmendo shebe kongsu. Tebe. Kongsu toksam nyamna mayinte. Then it says that since the great drum, sating na nebe means living on the earth, mila sokwa means human being, etc., by the human being, etc., mi tebe means since it cannot be heard. Since the great drum cannot be heard by those who living on the earth, such as human being. Therefore, sarne namji narmindo shebi kongso toksam nyamna. Sarne namji narmindo is a shloka, you know, is one verse. Sarne namji, living on the earth, nar means in the ear, mindo means will not go. This is the quotation from the same. Sarne namji narmindo. Will not go into the ear of the beings living on the earth. Shebe means entitled, or entitled means not, sorry. Yeah, this shloka, this stanza, kongso means in the, toksam nyamna included. Nyamna means if one thinks. If one wonders that, yeah, since the sound of the drum, or the great drum, sorry, cannot be heard by the beings living on the earth, such as human being. So therefore, this statement, the just statement, you know, this shloka, meaning of this shloka, should be included. Therefore, if one wonders that this shloka, the meaning of this shloka, should be included in the in the stanza, sane nam je nar min ro. You know, nyam nam is one thing. Should be included, toksam. Should include, yes. Or includes, is included. Nyam nam is if one wonders. Mayinte, then he gives answer, not. It's okay? Mayinte. Sai ngawo che dale chungwe chwe ki domshila sokpa lhanam pame bale kulwe chik thada. Tengsang rangja nam ki tueba kone tamto mawa shi yu nina rangi rangla chondi or maje ji. He says not. Because sai ngawo che dale chungwe chwe ki domshi. Sai ngawo che yi means of the great drum of the God, of God. Da means sound. Le chungwe means arising from or coming from. Chuigi domshi means the four summarized meaning of the Dharma. Dom means, you know. Domshi. Domsik, you say? Normally we say domsik, you know. Thargin domsik, the same dom. Dom means any summarized, concise, you know. The concise meaning. The meaning, concise meaning. So this duje thamje mitapa sagje thamje dungalwa chhe thamje tongsin dameba nyangalen dewani sibao. These four statements or the four sentences are known as chhe yi domsi. They literally four summarize four summary of dharma, four summarize point, maybe I think the four summarize point of the dharma, which comes from the sound of the great drum of God. So ba sanam phame pale kulwe chik thada, which sanam phame pale kulwe chik thada, all the word of these four topics inspire. Kulwe means which inspire. Sanam is the God, phame pale inspire the gods, and from the pāmepa, from the carelessness. Do you say from the carelessness? How do you constant? If the chuyi domshi inspire the gods, pāmepa le kulve tikthara, inspire the gods from the carelessness, inspire the god to turn away from the carelessness. Something should be like that, isn't it?
Because you inspire something,
isn't it?
Not to act carelessly.
Something should be like that, yes. The interference is not there. All the words, sik means words, tada means all. Every and each and every. Tada means each and every, really, literally. But the all, that means each and every word of the chuyi domshi, of the four summarized point of the Dharma, which comes from the sound of the great drum of the God, which inspire all the gods, you know, urge them to turn away themselves from the, or to give up the attachment towards, to give up the carelessness. Tada, tengsang rangja nam ki thep kone tam du ma wasim. Tengsang means these days, nowadays. Rangja nam ki by us. Rangja means, you know. Rangja means we. Rangja nam means we, you can say. All together. Rangja nam. By us. Rangja nam kis means by us. Thöba means here. Thöba kone. Nam ki. Thöba kone tam du ma wasin. Nina, thoba khone tamdo marwa shinya. Tamdo marwa means we always talk, you know, can say. Tamdo mar shinbanye, we are talking, you know. We are always talking about. And we study, through study, yes. Thoba khone means only by studying or learning, means by learning. We talk a lot about this. So, nowadays, what we talk about? All the words. What the all the words? The all the words of the Chögyi Domchi, which comes from the drum of the god and inspire the god to turn away themselves from the, to turn away their mind from the carelessness, you know. We talk about these things. Rangi rangla chondiwar majeji. Therefore, rangi rangla chondiwar majeji. Don't chondiwar means, you know. Only go chondiwar. Chondiwar. To tease, I think chondiwar like to tease, you know. Don't tease yourself, you know. Don't tease yourself. Since we talk, since all the word meaning of the Chögyi Domchi, we talk on the earth, you know. We study it and we talk a lot by ourselves. So why we should tease ourselves saying that, you know, the sound of the drum, the sound of the great drum is not heard on the earth. Means the sound of the great drum is heard on the earth because the meaning is we study. The meaning of the four point, we study, we always talk, we lot. We always talk, and we talk on that, and we study this. You know, therefore, we cannot say that we do not hear the sound of the great drum on the palace of the god Indra.
What does it say, Tupa Kone?
Tupa Kone, Kone Tamdu Mawashin. Tensa Rangja Namji, Tupa, we hear, you know. Kone is normally as alone, yeah. only by hearing. Tamdo marshin ba nina. Teba kone. By hearing, you know. Teba means by hearing. Hearing means by learning also.
Oh.
Yes, by learning. So this means it has two meanings, learning and hearing both. The person who heard lot is means that wise or scholar or learned, you know, in Tibetan. Without hearing, we cannot study. All these studies are hearing. That means through hearing, we learn it through hearing. So that it gives two meaning, ambiguous.
Because we only through hearing.
Through hearing.
Talk.
Yeah, we talk a lot about on these four.
Mm-hmm.
So then, how we can say we don't hear the? Although we don't hear the sound of the drum, but the teaching of the sound of the drum, we hear. He means, you know.
Mm.
That's his commentary. Kamathileva Chambu. Pardon? Because in the context that, you know, the sound of the celestial music cannot be heard. Celestial music can be heard only in a certain place, on a certain time, only, you know, it's temporary. However, the sound of the drum, we cannot say that cannot be heard by the other world, because we always talk about that. Sound of the great drum. So therefore, the great drum should be should distinguish from the other drums, celestial musical drum, you know.
But it's his quotation, isn't it? The sentence, the sloka, sani namki nami dro.
Yeah. So it should not be included in that. This sani namki nami dro refers to the musical instrument, the musical drums. Not the great drum on the palace Indra.
That means we can't hear the musical drum that we are playing.
Yeah, which we cannot hear on the earth.
But we can hear the other one because we are talking about this.
Yeah, exactly. We talk about the four dharma, the four summarized point of the dharma. So rangi rangla chodiwar majiji. Chodiwar is nye kowa, you know. Chodiwar. Oh yes, chodiwar means. Chodiwa means to make joke, you know, with yourself. Don't joke with yourself, yes, chodiwa. Chondi cheba, chondi. To joke by teasing, yes. To joke by teasing is called chodiwa. Chodiwa majichi. Rangi rangla chodiwa majichi. Don't joke yourself. Che che tome. Thus he explains. Thus he says. Tishindum is like that. Lan, pardon? Majechik. Majechik. Rangi rangla chudivar majechik. jo divar. War, this becomes sort of like adverb, yeah. Chundi, chundi war majaji, no, jo divar majaji. Don't do as a jo divar majaji. Che cheto. Deshindo is like this. Lan ni lai singing ki number mindawa, chewa ta mangbo namjian, namjang, namjang, chir sing, the yungi dewala, chakbe, chakbe, mangunpar, dewala, chakbe, me, sorry, chakbe, me ngunpar pewa, is not me, but me, dengbo, it should be dengbo, not kiku. Me ngunpar pewa, tundu dogbe, pewa mayila. This syndrome is like this. Now the next shloka is. Next shloka means in the same, you know, explanation. Lar name is in the gods, among the gods. Fire silnyen kin. Fire silnyen means the celestial. The celestial music. Namba mindawa, different kind of. Chewa means millions, right? Chewa is how many? Chewa cha mangbo, millions of millions. Chewa cha mangbo, namjang. All the millions of millions, all the millions of different kind of celestial music in heaven or among the gods. Namjang means even all this refers to this. Chirishing means, how do you translate chirishing? Doyungi dewala chao me ngumbar. Chirishing means, doyungi dewala chao me ngumbar pelbe tundu dope. Chirishing means like a mole, yes, you can say. Like a mole. No, chi. Not one. No, not more, sorry. Chirishing means, what is it? The contrariety, yes. Contrariety, yes. Chirishing, yeah. Chirishing is a contrariety. Contrariety. Pardon?
Doctor?
Like, or sometimes you use, what is it? Where is? You say something, this is done like this. Where is, it is not done like that. Where is that? W-H-E...
Where is,
yes. W-H-E-R-E-A-S-E. Where is? I think it sounds like where is here. Yes, where is? Yes, where is? Then you should take, I think. Where is the millions and the hundreds kind of celestial music in the heaven or in among the God? Doyungi diawala chakbe me ngombar pelbe tondo dogbe. Pardon? Mindawa, not different, not same. Namba mindawa, not same form, literally. Not same kind, yeah. Namba means kind. Not same kind means different, isn't it? Not same kind. Unlike, right? Namba mindawa. Unlike? Yeah, it's different. Anyway, namba mindawa means different. Millions of millions, different kind of celestial music in the heaven. Where is it? The where is, I think, should go in the beginning. Doyungi dewala chakpe me. And doyungi dewala chakpe me. Ngombar pewa. Pewa to do. Doyungi dewa. Doyungi means, you know, the sense of object. Dewa means the pleasure. La chakpe means attachment towards this. Me means the fire. Ngombar pewa means increases, you know, very strongly. Ngombar. Phelwa means increasing. Ngunpar means very strongly or very strongly. The me is fire here. This is figurative again. Or the metaphor. Phelwa means to increasing. Tonto means for the sake of, or the for. For the purpose of, for the sake of, or for, just you can say. Dogpa means is sounded. Since it is sounded. The drogpa means sounds, space, the size, you can say, since, as it is sounded, or since it is sounded.
Sound?
To sound, sorry. Dropa means to sound, to make sound or to sound. To make sound, you know. To silnyen dropa means, you know, silnyen ki da dropa. The sound of the music, to sound the sound of the music. To make sound the sound of music. Do you say like that? Means to play the music. Why you play the music? Because just to make it, to come out the sound, you know. To produce sound. To produce sound. Dobe, Pemba Mayila. Yes. Where is the... Yeah, the singing and the different kind of, the millions kind of types of celestial music in the heaven are sounded for the increasing. Now this fellow is increasing, is intransitable, you know. For the increment of, yeah. In order to increase, then it becomes transitable in Tibetan. Then sapata padimu pelapil should be. This one is, anyway, same. In order to increase the fire of the desire, which attain the desire, the attachment towards the doyen, the sense object, sensual object. Okay? Therefore, Pemba Mayila, therefore it is not beneficial. It doesn't benefit, means it is not beneficial.
If you can't hear the sounds of the God.
Pardon?
If you can't hear them, how can they increase our attachment to the sense objects?
The gods can hear.
The gods. You know? Sarni. Among the God, in the God, there are 7 cases there. It's not referring to human being.
Yeah.
Only is referring to the God.
Yes, in their own.
So these musical instruments are played just in order to, you know, this different kind of hundreds and thousands and millions kind of celestial musics are just played in order to, are played in the heaven, in order to increase their fire of desire, attachment towards the sensual object. Therefore, they are not beneficial. Pardon? Not formless, form realms. In Sumjus Asum, refers to 30. The 33 God realms, you know.
Desire God
realms. Desire God realms, yes. Desire God realms. when we, the whole universe is divided in the three realms, desire realms, then we are also included in desire realms. And the God, Sumjitsasum, the God of Sumjitsasum, Thabdal, and Ganden also, Thabdal, Ganden, Thulga. I think after Thulga and Central Wangse, and plus human being and animals, all are included in desire realms.
Ganden also,
I think so. Yes.
not pure realm,
they are in samsara. Dobe, Pemba Mayila. Because Buddha appears in the Ganden in order to benefit the God beings, the celestial beings, which are also impure.
His
name of Dushita, the name of the God, heaven. Tuje chumbe dangyeje, zobe sangye namki. Chirshing is like this, and chirshing sounds like the where is and where is. How do you pronounce where is?
Whereas,
then also, normally in English, tuje chumbe dangye should go first, you know. Then where is, you know, then it should come after, isn't it?
Not necessarily.
Not necessary? Oh. Tujie chenpe dangye chen, zobe sangye nam ki, sung ki yang nam dang chik tam ki kyang, duje kawa dang denpa nam ki, yin las. inla and tukje chimbe dangi zobe sangje namjis tukje chimbe dangi the one who is by nature is a great compassion, great compassionate. That refers to Dzogbe Sangye, the perfect Buddha. Namki means the plural, Namki, of the Buddhas who by nature is a great compassionate. Sungi Yang, the melody of their speech, the melody of the Buddha's word. Namdang Chik Tam Ki Yang, only by one number. Namdang means a number. So Namdang. This number is not that number. Number one, number two, not that number. But this plural number, singular number, that number, you know, that kind of number. Namdang Chiksam Ki Yang, Chiksam Ki Yang, only by one number of the melody of the speech of the Buddha, of the Buddhas, who are by nature great compassion. Duja kawa dang nemba nam ki dungal ki me cho yu dang cheba and questions, yes, kawa dang nemba nam ki dungal ki me cho yu dang cheba rab du si bi nyang len de ba to bi ton do ju be mes nam dang chik zam ki jang pen ba yin be sir rab du ju be. Only one. Dungal ki, yeah, okay, we'll go word by word. Dungal ki me chok. The fires, me chok is plural, you know. The fires of sufferings. Yudang cheba, together with their causes. Rabdu shiv means to pacify completely. Nyangalin deba. Rabdu shiv means pacified. Nyangalin deba means the nirvana. Tobi dundu means in order to achieve, attain. Jukbe means manifest. This jukba is action, the verb. The subject is sungyang namdang chik zamki. It's a subject. The object is duja kawadam demanaji, nungalji meso, yudang chik rabdu shiri, nyangalen deva, topa, tope tuntu. This is the object. Jukbe means only one number of this melodious word of the Buddhas. Manifest or what? How does it enters, you can say. Engages, yes. Engages to attain, engages for the attainment of, Tantum is for the attainment of nirvana, which is complete pacification of the fire of suffering together with their causes. The fire of the suffering together with their causes, then of whose fire of suffering and together with the causes is Duja Kalvatam Demanamki, of the fortunate beings or the fortunate disciples who are to be tamed. Kalvatam Demanamki. The fortunate beings. And here, and Rinpoche always refers to the Kalvananamba is always just according with their karmic receptiveness or karmic readiness. Kalvananamba namji, mecho yudang cheba rabdu shibe, nyangalendeba tobe, jukbe. Since it engages, I think so. It engages, manifest, or functions, or enters, which is better?
Manifest
is better, isn't it? Yes. It manifests for the attainment of the nirvana, which is complete pacification of the suffering together with the causes of the beings, or the fortunate beings who are to be tamed. Therefore, pes, then the last juk pes, the size. Therefore, pemba yinbe chir. Therefore, it is beneficial. Chir yang. And chir. Yang kyabar do pangshin. And also, it is superior. I mean, from this point of view, even from this point, even being, as you can see, even being beneficial by this and that, is superior to kebar do phashi. Larni kweba zeshin, teba tamle, larni kweba zeshin, teba tamle, yidong we silnyinje dan namba mangbo namjang, semni yula kweba tam, nambara yengwa, pelbar gyuyimbe, dewa mayinla. Larni means in the gods or in heaven. The La may refers to both place and beings, I think. In the among the God or in the God or in heaven, Kueba Zeshin. Kueba means structure. Structure. Zeshin is beautiful and Zem is beautiful, Shin is and beautiful structure. Tuba Tamle and only by hearing Yidongwa means very attractive. Silnyenji danam, dan namba mangbo namjang. Silnyenji dam is the sound of the music. Namba mangbo namjang is different kind of namjang. In heaven, even the different kind of you don't wear silnyenji dan namba mangbo namjang. Koba zeshim, toba tamle, you don't wear silnyenji dan namba mangbo namjang. Those are different kind of the sound of the yes, the different kind of sound of this of the musical instrument, which the structure of which is very beautiful, and only by hearing one can be attracted. Tongwe, theba samle. Here only by hearing means as soon as one heard, I think, as soon as. Chingwata and Gopa. Gopa means wandering of the mind. Number yingwa, agitation of the mind. Number yingwa means distraction. Pelwa means to increase. Pelwa gyuwa means to be increased. Gyuyimbe means is the cause. Since these sounds are cause, the cause to increase the distraction and the wandering of the mind towards the object, dewa mayinla. They are not happiness, and neither they are the cause of happiness, I think, as opposed to both.
Kripa
means to wander the mind towards the object. Kripa Zeva. Pardon? Kripa Zeva. Oh, Kripa is structure.
Architecture.
If you use for the house, then I think it's architecture. And normally Kopa means any structure is good. You can say creation. Any structure. The way it is made. The way it was made is good. Instrument. Instrument is. And Kopa is this.
Instrument is nice, it doesn't make nice music.
Yes.
In the same way. If it looks nice, I mean it's the instrument.
If you apply for the sound, then it is, then it can be creation. But normally Kopa doesn't use for the sound in Tibetan. It's always used for the shape. Always. So then it may be for the instrument, I think so. Instrument, both instrument and the sound of that is attractive. Otherwise Kopa doesn't apply for the music, for the sound, never. Yeah, and no reason, yes. Pardon?
In the previous sentence, this number sounds means just by
one number.
Number, yes.
Only one is enough to say.
It's enough,
yes. Namdang Chiksam Jiyang, only one word you can say. Only one melodious word of the Buddha. And normally we took Ming and Namdang as synonyms. Sometimes it sounds like enumeration also, counting the number of them. Yes. Because the titles are not very clear sometimes. When we go through the explanation, then we get the clear idea about the titles, you know, the headings. Yes, Ming and Namda also, you can say synonym. Do not, Ming and Namda is not exact. Synonym is not exact meaning of the, I don't know synonyms. Yeah, synonym is same, isn't it? Sameness. Something like that, maybe. But anyway, in Tibetan language, Mingi Namdang means the counting of the name, you know. The counting of the name of same, of one thing. Of one thing. In that case, then it's synonyms. Otherwise, Mingi Namdang is not synonym. It's enumeration. Counting the number, just. And Lanization, the one, yeah. Number Yama Pheva Yu, Yu Yimbe. Because of this reason, it is not deva. It is not the cause. They are not cause. Sorry, they are not happiness. Means they are not, they don't give happiness. Or they are not cause of happiness. Deva means happiness. Deva means pleasure. Pleasure. They are not pleasure. Or they are not pleasant. Maybe both. Inla. Tuji shimbu dangi jen tishin shibu suni. The sound of the Tathagata, the one who is compassionate, by nature compassionate. Normally, Dangyi Chen is not nature. Who got the Dangyi Chen? The one who is with a compassionate soul, you know, literally. Compassionate soul, compassionate mind. Compassionate soul is Dangyi Chen. Dishinshikbe Sungne, the word of the Buddha, Tathagata. Duja nam samdenda tingen jela sem te ching. Skulwar chibi yunyi du yunyi. Duja nam samdenda tingen jela tingen jela no samdenda tingen jela sem. Sem teba means to direct the mind. Sem teba means to direct the mind. And ching means end. Samba kulwar chepa and to inspire their thought. Thought means here, I think mind here also. To inspire their mind, to inspire their thought. Do you say? To inspire their mind or thought? Here is mind, I think. Samba, normally samba is thought. Gyunyi du gyuba is the cause for, it becomes the cause. Means it is the cause. The sound, the words of the speech or the words of the Tathagata, the compassionate one, is the cause to... is a cause to inspire. No, cause to direct. To direct the mind, disciple Dulja, towards the something and thingajin, and inspire the mind or the thought. Kulvarchap. Inspiring their mind, and yes, I think it's a cause to direct and inspire their mind towards something and thing is in.
It's tujing, not only.
Pardon?
Sem tujing.
Yeah, sem tuba is ta, it is not nga. Sem tuba means to direct thought, to direct the thought, to direct the mind, to concentrate, that means, yes. It's synonym. Sem tuba. To concentrate, yes. Semteva. And then Semtech. Samba Semteva. And this, I think, this remains same in the form of this tense. This, I don't know, this form I don't remember. But I think it remains same like this. Huh? Pardon? Samba Kulva Cheva. Samba means thought. The mind or thought. Kulva Cheva means to inspire, to urge, yes. To urge. To instigate is a bad sense, isn't it? Usually, yes. So this is a positive sense, you can say. But in Tibetan we use the same, you know. Kulva. Yeah, ngengul seva, ngembala kulva means to instigate, I think. Then to do something, to inspire something, to do some good thing, then it's only kulva. That's yuni du kyurpa. Deva yimbichir. So because of this reason, yuni du kyurpa. Here should be sa again. Kyurpesra, va? Since there is sa everywhere, is sa. There should be sa, yes. Kyurpes. Kyurpe, yes. Kyurpe. Sa should be. Deva imbeciles. It is happiness. Means it is happiness and the cause of happiness. Che yang, che bar, che bar. Even, yang means even. Also, yes. Also, it is superior. Dorna lhazegi singena. Dorna means now this summarizing, sort of summarizing it is just conclusion sort of. Dorna means in brief or in short. Lhazegi singena namni the singena namni the celest this line is celestial, the god. Ze is material. Singena is the music. The material music, the celestial material music, yes. Never jimba mahila. It is not. Never jimba means that which brings liberation is called never jimba. That which brings liberation. Any action or any verb, whether it's word, or whether it's action, physical action or verbal action, anything that brings liberation or which is cause for liberation is called never jimba. Pardon? Pardon?
Which one?
Se.
Yes.
La ze.
Yes. Material, can never be material music, otherwise.
Celestial material. Material. They are material, yes. They are material. They are substantial. Yeah, the music.
The instrument refers to the discs.
No, the disc is also material. And the sound is also material. Sound itself, yes. Yeah, philosophically. They are mobile. Jesutupa.
Because they have arising and...
Yeah, they have arising and also...
Material.
Yeah, anything that is destructive is called ze.
Ah, yeah.
Destruction. Anything so that...
Not the normal material
which I'm thinking. Oh, not the... Of course, these are. They are. All the impermanent things are there. In broad sense, yeah. So then, in narrow sense, there is then only the substance, the gross things, you know, which are made of the four elements, made up with the four elements, are there.
So you don't have distinction between material, which is material.
So you, yeah. So we can. Yeah, we can refer both here. The J, you can refer both instrument as well as the music itself.
But you don't have a Tibetan word which is making the material which is really to drive, which is the gross material and subtle material. You say for both material.
Yeah, both of it. But in ordinary level, J means always some solid things. Not the sound, not the wind. Wind is not J. The light is not J. You know, in ordinary level. In the philosophical level, they are there.
So you can say even the sky is there, isn't it?
Sky is not there.
The space, because space only exists because we have lost.
No, all existence are not there. Nirvana is not there. Okay. Nirvana is not substantial things, although it exists. Yes, there is always the thing which is subject to destruction, you know, impermanency. They're all there in broad level, in broad sense, you know.
So in ordinary level, you don't get always for good things,
you know. We see with our own eyes. Malubiji and never jimamal. So therefore, they are not the celestial material music or musical instruments. Are not, or you can say, does not bring, or are not means to bring liberation. Never jimba. In fact, liberation is not, you know. To bring liberation, we say, then it happens towards the subject, isn't it? Here, never jimba refers to the subject, to the means, you know. That which takes out, in fact, you know, never jimba, takes out, you know, leads out. That which definitely leads out. Nyevara Jimbam is literally like that. That which definitely leads out you. Any cause and condition,
any cause and condition, or subject, anything which
leads you out, definitely. Which are the means of leading out. Means to bring liberation, nothing so. Nila, malupe, jigdenji kam nam su yang, satang sarneba, mila sokba namji, dungaltang cheba pangne, sakba mebe, devachimu, pevachibi, yu kanga yimba. Nila, now this is showing the other contrary things that is relating to the Buddha. Yu yang yimba teni, chundu sumna dembe, gone malupe, jigden, yeah. Yes. Malubin jigden ye kam. Maluba means without leaving, literally without leaving, you know, without, means without exception. Jigden ye kam, all this pair, jigden ye kam nam, means all this pair, jigden ye kam nam su yang.
Even in all the spheres of the world,
Satang sar nepa mila soba nam ki. Satang means the God, sar means on the earth, neba means living, mila soba means the human being, etc. Dungal tang cheba means namki, tatang san neba, mila soba namki, dungal tang cheba pangne. This tang cheba is very funny here. Something should be there. Dungal yu tang cheba. Or dungal together with the sufferings.
Maybe
together with
the sufferings. In the first line it was dungal yu tang cheba.
Is there?
Metsok yu tang cheba.
Yes.
The first line, maybe there was the...
I think you should write here, yu tang cheba. Dungal yu tang cheba. I think it's better. Dungal yu tang cheba. I think we should put here. Otherwise, it would be difficult to translate. Dungal yudang cheba. All the sufferings together with the cause. All the suffering together with the cause of suffering. Pang ne means by giving up. Sakpa maybe deva chimbu pebar cheba. Sakpa maybe means unsullied. That means sakpa maybe deva chimbu. Sakpa maybe means you can say undefiled or unworldly or supermundane. Deva chimbo means great bliss. Pevara chimbo means to increase, means of increasing. Yu means the cause. Kanga yimba teni, that which is chundru sumdang debe gone. Teni, chundru sumdang debe gone. Through having the three kind of miracles, gone malu bin jikten ye kham namso. Malu bin jikten ye kham namso.
All the spirit
of the world without an exception, without living. Chabar kyuwe means which spreads. Sangji ji sung yang ni lani. The melodious word or speech of the Buddha ni lani to this very. Rab to tembar jebe is firmly or fully depend on. Tembar jebe is said to be fully depend. Dungal ngebar jimbe chiyang chabar to phabanyi. Pardon? Yes. Chundru sumdang debe gone malu. Sangji ji sungyang, the subject is at the end. Sangji ji sungyang ni la ni. Chundru sumdang debe gone malu. Kam nam su la tang sanne mila sopa nam ji. Dungal ju tang chiwa pang ni. Saba mi bi dewa chiwa pepa chiwa yu kang yin teni. Yes, the subject is here. Sakpa maybe deva phelwar chibi yu khanga yinba teni. Sakpa maybe deva phelwar chibi yu khanga yinba teni. That last line of the back page, the middle of the last line. Sakpa maybe deva chimbo phelwar chibi yu khanga yinba teni. That yes, that which is the cause. First we take the subject, then we go back. that which is the cause to increase the great bliss, the great happiness, the great bliss, and which is sarva meva, which is, or you can say, the super mundane great bliss. Yes, that which is the cause. That which is the cause to relinquishment, the suffering together with the cause, and to increase the super mundane great bliss of all the beings. Then you have to go back in the, again. You have to go back. To all the beings of God, including the human being living on the earth, etc. All the human beings, etc. All the beings living on earth. This cause.
Which
relinquish or which cause to give up the suffering together with the cause and increase the blessing, the super mundane great bliss of all the Malubha Jidini Kamnam Suyam Sadang Sarnevi Mila Soba of the gods and human being, etc. Without living all the worldliest beings in the world without living. Deni chundru sumdang denbe goni malubin jigden ye kamlam su chabar kyube sangji ni sunya ni la rap tu temper jobe rap tu temper jobe. Now you have to take this one. This is subject, no, is depend on, is completely depend on. Now we have to go back from there. Completely depend on the mess speech of the Buddha, which pervades in all the, which spread in all the spirit of the world without exception, by this is one, you take one expression, by having three kind of miracles. You know, three kind of miracles of the speech we had before. Jope. Jope means said. Said to be completely dependent on the speech of the Buddha like that. Jope, it goes like that. Therefore, the size, Dungal Nyevara Jimbe Chiriyang. Therefore, it definitely takes out from the sufferings. Yes.
And then sometimes Nyevara Jimba also could mean to uproot also.
Tsawa Jimba, we said to take out the root means to uproot. We use the sense of that sense also, you know, Jimba. So Nyevara Jimba can be to uproot the sufferings or means of uprooting the sufferings. Chiriyang, from this point of view also, Khyavarta Paso means it is superior. The sound of the Buddha, or the words of the Buddha, the melodious word of the Buddha, is superior from this point of view too. Yang means too. First clause is the subject, and then the subject we should divide into two sections, in two portions. The second portion should be taken first, and the first portion should be kept in the at last. And then the object also should be divided into two. Then the second portion should be taken first, and the first portion should be kept at the last. So then it comes all right. Dil sholoka ji ni chewa min pen mi pen de mi de ngebar ji mi ji gebar cheto. In this four shloka, whether temporary or not, whether beneficial or not, day me day, whether it's blissful or not. Never jin me jin, whether it is means of liberation or not. Whether here means that one fen is applied to the Buddha, mi fen applied to the Nyiseva, like this, you know. Nyiseva, it means, well, I think better, we should not say whether here. Yes, which is the Nyiseva and which is not Nyiseva? Which is beneficial and which is not which is beneficial and which is not? De mi de, which is blissful and which is not? Never jin mi jin, which is the cause of liberation or not? Jevar Shepa means detail explained. Pardon? Yes.
It doesn't refer to this, what was, it comes now.
No, this is Shloka Ji. No, now finish, I think. This is sort of summing up, you know, sort of.
That's referring to one of the gods and one of the...
Yes, exactly. Of the sound of the drum and one of the, you know, like this, comparing to all this, you know, that one. Which is Khenpa and which is not Mi Khenpa. Which is Deva and which is not Deva and not. Which is Ngevar Jinpa and which is not Ngevar Mi Jinpa. You know? So this Jebar Shepa means it detail explained in detail. In detail, yes. Then Trukpani, now the sixth one, Chidarne Yurvayin Chesung this. Chidar Nawa Tang Dalve, Tamu Dani Minyongshin. Tamji Lai Nawa Yang, Nalam Tuni Mindoshin. Tishin Chota Chodoni, Shimi Yishu Chuyulia. Nimu Mi Gashige, Nawe Lam Tu Yurvayin. I think normally, practically, although we cannot say it's 100%, but mostly I think we can do like that. Subject, we first take the subject that divide into two, and the second one is first one is second. And the object divide into two, second portion first, and the first clause will be at the last, like this. Then I think it becomes 75% and all right. The rest subtle things we have to see. The other subtle things. For example, Nawe Wangbotang, Talwe, Tamu Dani Minyongshin, Mitoba Teshindo. Nawe Wangbotang, Talwe, Perchitana, Nawe Wangbotang, Talwe, Nawe Wangbo, you know, the, what do you call? The hearing organ, you say hearing organ? The ear organ, you say ear organ? Organ of hearing, right. You don't say organ of ear. Yes, organ of ear, literally in Tibetan. The organ of the ear, tang talwe means by being separated, by without having, or you can say, without having this organ of hearing. Tamu dani, a very subtle sound, sound of the subtle. And tamu dani, your normal adjective comes after the noun. Noun always comes after the adjective follows. But if you use genitive particle, then you can use that adjective first. Like Akigui is here, you know, genitive particle, Akigui, Tamu Dani. Like you say, very melodious song, Lu Nyenpo, right? Lu is noun, Nyenpo is adjective. It always comes after the song. If you say Nyenpi Lu, then if you use the genitive case, then you can, the adjective you can use before then, now.
Same meaning, yes.
Only the style is different. And Tamu Dani Minyongshin, one cannot taste the sound of the subtle, means one cannot experience the subtle sounds. Minyongshin, Mitoba, one cannot hear. Tishindu means like that. For example, he says, if one doesn't have the ear and the organ of hearing organ, and then he cannot hear and he cannot experience the subtle sounds. Teishindo means like that. This is example just. Kalvata mindya vannam ki sunyam mithu shai khyabar thamje khyabar yang day. What is it here? Day yang. Sungi. Dai. Sangyi gi sungi ai se. Sangyi gi sungi dai cheba tham de yis. Kalwa da mingya ba nyam ba nyam su yis. By those who not having kalwa, sungyang mi tu sing. Sangyi gi sungyang mi tu sing. Sungyang mi tu sing. The speech, the melody sound of speech cannot be heard. Is not heard, not cannot, can is not heard. Mithoishin is not heard. Dai khyabar thamje lai nawa, dai khyabar thamje lai nawa tobe yang nawe lamdu midoshin. And dai khyabar thamje, all the particular, khyabar means here particular, all the particular sound, particular words, lai nawa, tobe yang, lai nawa tobe yang. Nawa tobe yang, navel. Lai nawa tobe. Lai nawa tobe yang, navel. Lai nawa tobe. Navel lam tu yang. If lam tu yang, if yang is here, lam tu, then it's nice. Lai nawa tobe yang. It's same, yes, meaning is same. Lai nawa tobe yang nabe lamdu mindoshin. Even, this yang is even those who have got the divine ear. Lai nawa, divine ear. Nabe lamdu is in the path of their ear. Nabe lamdu is into their ear. Mindoshin does not go. Nabe lamdu mindo means, you know, nabe lamdu mindo. Means, nabe lamdu do means to be heard. Nabe lamdu mindo means not to be heard. Not to hear, you know, that means. But in colloquial, then nabe lamdu do, nalam du du, nalam du, then it's different, you know. In colloquial, if you don't like what he says, you know, if you don't agree with that, then you say, this doesn't go into my ear. In colloquial, that means, you know, I don't agree, he does, I don't like this kind of things, this kind of word, this kind of, I don't like what he says, that means, you know, and I don't agree, and I like at all. Nawal du mindu. He say, no, don't say such words. It doesn't go to others' ear. Means that other people don't like to hear at all. But here it is to heard, to hear. Nawe lam tu mindo sing. Cannot be heard. Gashik dovatar. And to someone, and gashik tu dovatar. In someone's ear it goes. For example, you know, kalwa tang denpa nam ki sungyang mi thui shing, dai khebar tham je lai nawa mindo shing, gashik drowa da te shing do sang ji je and kalwa tang mi denpa nam ki, those who do not have kalwa, sungyang mi thui shing, the sound of the Buddha, the word of the Buddha will not hear, will not be heard. Dai khebar tham je lai nawa thobe yang, nawe lam do mindo shing. And the particularity of the speech of the Buddha, of the sound of the Buddha, cannot be heard, even those, you know, who has divine ear. Divine ear is called, it says the lai nawa, if one has got divine ear, the one can hear the sound at distant place, you know. It is said that lai miki gwenshi, lai nawe gwenshi, you know, there are five gwenshis there. Five super sensible cognitions, like divine ear cognition, divine eye perception. Maybe we use divine eye perception, divine ear perception, like that. There are five super sensible perception there. So in among them, like nawa is one of them. Even those who have the divine ear cannot be heard, the particularity or the subtlety of the Buddha sound, Buddha's word. Gashik, no, gashik then it goes after. Gashik dovatar means. Oh, I see, yes. It refers to both ears. To someone's ear, those who do not hear, Nāve lāmdu mīndoshi. Gāshik dhavādhi. Oh, no, sorry. This sum refers to the speech of the Buddha. Yeah, some words of the Buddha goes. Yes. It's not very clear. Kārvāda mīndevāni sūngyāng mīndoshi dāyī kyabā tam jālāyī nāvā. Lāyī nāvā tōbī nāvā yāng nāve lāmdu yāng mīndoshi. Yes. Gāshik dhavātā. And to someone's I see. The sum they hear, some of the speech, it's very funny, you know. No, doa tar, then example finish, you know. Tishindu. Tar, when you say tar, the example finish already now. So it should come in this clause. Kalvada Gindavan, Sunyang Mithushin, Dai Chabar Thamze, Sai Nawa Thove, Nawa Lamda Mindoshin. Mindoshin.
Have you looked
in
the root text and you find it
there? Yes. Chidan Nawa Thangdra, Thamyo Dhani Minyoshin. Thamze, Sai Nawa Yang, Nalam Thuni Mindoshin. Chidan nawa thangdrabe thamil dhani mithi minyongshi. Thamje lai nawa yang nalam thuri mindoshi. Dishin, yes. Kepa thamje nawa mindoshi. It's not mentioned. Gashi, 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 gashi,
gashi,
so that should come after. That must be coming.
The rutek is coming after.
After, but mentioned separately, I think. Yeah, this gashi is different. This gashi refers to the meaning, belong to the meaning. This gashi should belong to the example. So, it's really very funny. Anyway, we'll leave that. We don't translate that gashi. Okay, gashi dawatar. And Mindovatar, you should say. Sai, Nami Lamda Doya Mindovatar. This in the Sangi, you choose in the Tajan Shoda Jewish. You can make another one. We can say like that. Yeah, you can say that. Kalvadanda Mindevanam Yasungyam Mithushin, Dai Kyabatam Jalai Nama. And those who do not have Kalpa will not hear. And Kyabatam Jalai Nava Thoramidish. And especially the particular means the most subtle ones, you can say. The subtle speech cannot be heard even those who have divine ear. Mindoshin? But someone they can hear. You know? Anyway. Tishindu means like that. Sangji ki chue shindu tashing sapa. Sangji ki chue shindu tashing, chue shindu tashing sapa. This Sangji ki chue, this teaching of the Buddha, which are very very subtle and deep, very profound. Chodo means chodo shimo, tashing. Chodo shimo and tawa is the same. Very fine, you know. Shimo is also very. Chodo shimo means tashing saba. Oh, I say, yes, same. Chodo shimo is shigi juyul yinbe. Chodo shimo is shigi. The most very subtle and deep teaching of the Buddha are the field of only the wisdom, the awareness, the subtle shimo, the extremely subtle, the very subtle awareness, pyubayang, which are the field of very subtle awareness, and also dujerik thamjegi nave lamdu kyubani mayinki, it cannot be heard by all, 이렇게 탐재기. By all, by, I think by all means by every, I think here. By every beings. Beings of, by every beings who belongs to, by every dulja who belongs to a different family. Rik Thamjeki. Cannot be heard by every kind of beings, by every kind of dulja. Navelam to Juan Mayinki. Because as somebody said, Taitan Dham, Taitan Dham, Taitan Dham, Taitan when he teaches, and then those who belongs to the, those who have got the potential of Taekchen, they hear the Taekchen's teachings. And those who have the family or the potentiality of Dorje Thekpa, they can hear his teaching as Dorje Thekpa's teaching, as Bajiyana teaching. And Nyerangki Rikjenji Mithobashin. And those who have got the potential of Nyentho and Rangyal, they, you know, for them, they don't hear the teaching of the Buddha as the teaching of Mahayana and Vajrayana. So here the more explanations coming after. So really what Buddha teaches, when he teaches what? When he teaches, the really he directing his, you know, what do you call, he teaches only the Mahayana teaching, but heard in different ways. Or he teaches in different ways and heard different way, you know? So in this context, some explanations are given there. Or Rinpoche said the explanation. Yeah, Rinpoche says, yes. Quoting from some, one of the Karmapa. Yes, one of the Karmapa's word he's quoting, he said that, although Buddha teaches, it doesn't mean the Buddha teaches the, at the same times, he teaches the Hinayana teachings, but he gives the teaching of Mahayana teachings. However, the beings of beings with the Hinayana Shravaka potential, and they hear his teaching as a Shravaka's teaching, and the Pratik Buddhas as the Pratik Buddha's teaching.
I think it comes here a quotation of the, in the commentary.
In the commentary?
Yeah,
as far as I remember there was one. Chuyu koni chuyul do shirgu anangab chu. In this is not there, this quotation. Pardon?
I don't remember the guy. It was like that one, even one word of the Buddha could be heard in many various ways.
Many various ways. Yeah, but one of the Karmapa one says that the one word is Mahayana word that he speaks right from the beginning. But however, he cannot, the Shravakas, they cannot hear as a Mahayana teaching, but they hear as Shravakas teachings. Yes. 이주코는 주의도 규바양 누제릭 탐지기 나벨람도 규바님 마인키 it cannot be heard by all the subtle, yes, I think yes, this is the same, yes, confirming the same idea, yes. And the subtle teachings of the Buddha, what I'm saying, the subtle and the deep teaching of the Buddha, which is beyond the field of, on the field of the very, and the very subtle and very deep awareness, cannot be heard by every beings, by every kind of beings, beings of every types, beings of every potential. Tamjik Navelam Kyoma Yinji, Nyomongba maybe Yijin, then who hear? Then Nyomongba Yijin, Lo Chodo Kyuba, Kawa Chimbodan Dama Gashi Navelam Kyuba, you know. It becomes the what do you say, Navelam to Kirva? It becomes vision, you know. That which is seen is called vision, isn't it? That which is seen is called vision, vision. Appearance here, vision. That which is heard, what do you call? Order? Navelam to Kirva, you can say. Navelam to Kirva, you know. It does not become the order, well, yes. Doesn't become the order of. It becomes the order of only those beings, only some of the beings who had got and Nyumungpa Mepe Yichen, whose mind is free from Nyumungpa Klesha, and Lo Chodo Kyuba, and Lo Chodo Kyuba, who got very superior wisdoms and higher wisdom, Kalpa Chimbodang Denpa, and endowed with all the kalpas for the good receptiveness, karmic receptiveness. Kyuba Yino. Is it okay? Shu Shindu Tang Saba, Shodu Shimi, is he calling to you to Cuba? Do Jerry Tamzi in Avalam to Cuba in my inky? New Mumba maybe you did, Lord Shodu Cuba, Kawa Shimba and Namagashi in Avalam to Cuba. Yes, this is clear. No? The first one is very certain. Gashi in the water.
I think the first one, obviously, is the same as this one,
but
it's got Gashi in the second one.
Yeah. In fact, it's comparing to the second one, yes. But comparing to the second one, but it's not. Kalwa tang mindemba namji sungyang mitoshin bhajin hai namayana. Kalwa tang mindemba, it means kalwa tang mindemba khashi ke haku re, khashi ke haku mare. It means, you know. So then its style would be like that. So according to that, then it's very strange, you know. Kalwa tang mindemba namji sungyang mitoshin. Dai khyabar thamje hlaye nawa, dai khyabar thamje hlaye nawa thobe yang nawe lamdo. Mindoshin. Dai khyabar, then it is, if gashik is added here, you know, dai khyabar and gashik, you know, dai khyabar and gashik. If gashik is here, then it's nice, you know. Dai khyabar gashik. Here is, it is said thamje, you know. All the particularity of the sound, why he's not said sam. All the particular sound of the word cannot be heard. Even, he said, use the even, then all. Here the word all is there. Then all by even. You know? Even by those in my divine eye. Then but some of them can hear. It's very funny.
It's strange in the same way.
Yeah.
The next part of something, he says, it cannot be heard by any kind of disciples. And then he says, contradicts himself, but by those who have
healed.
Dujerik
thamjegi nawe lamdu kyuba ni mayinji. So here I think you can say dujerik thamjegi. Here thamje is okay. Here thamje sounds like every, you know. Sometimes every, yeah, every also thamje, in fact, sometimes. It's okay. But this is okay. Then, if you take this thamje, khyabar thamje means daigi khyabar thamje. If you take it as every, then it's okay. But then gashi is not needed anymore. Isn't it? Daigi khyabar thamje. Hai, nahai, 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 nahai. If it refers to gashi, to a lai navatoba, to those beings who have got a divine eye, a divine ear, some of the, then it's okay. Even then it's contrary. It's very funny. Anyway, leave it like that. What do you think about this?
I think it's quite straightforward, really, isn't it?
Pardon?
The meaning is easy enough to understand.
Meaning is easy, yes. Quite easy. Meaning is quite easy. The second dulje rik thamje, this rik thamje we can translate as every. Every being cannot hear. That means some being can. The who are they? They are Nyumungpa Mepe Yiche, Lo Chodo Kyurpa, Kalpa Chimbodang Denpa. They are referred by three qualities.
If you say every cannot hear, then it doesn't mean that some can hear.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. If not every being can.
Not every being. Everyone cannot do like that. Means indirectly some can do. Someone can do. Yes, then it's okay. Did you after here?
Two pages.
Oh, you leave it. So we have to do it in the afternoon also. Yes. So now, Gonjo Nambara Jangama Jime Jangjo Yende 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 Yende
shele da ge ge wa kan to ba tene don de da ye wa nga ta so se ba me don ji tone ja ne chi me de me ge de sa jo so do